You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is our review of 2009's Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Who am I, Kylie? Why a fox? Why not a horse or a beetle or a bald eagle? I'm saying this more as, like, existentialism, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds illegal.
Wes Anderson creates a triumph in animated storytelling.
Honey, I'm 7 non-fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
Don't buy this tree, Foxy. This is Bogus, Bunce, and Bean, three of the meanest, nastiest, ugliest farmers in this valley. You're moving into the most dangerous neighborhood for someone of your type of species.
Your comments are valuable, but I'm going to ignore your advice.
The cuss you are.
Are you cussing with me?
No, you cussing with me?
Don't cuss and point
at me. You're going to cuss with someone.
Just buy the tree.
Okay.
Rolling Stone raves, Fantastic Mr. Fox is a movie that deserves to be called groundbreaking. It looks like nothing you've seen before.
We look good.
Yeah, we do.
It's proof that Pixar doesn't have a monopoly on heartfelt and funny animation.
Pensez-vous que l'hiver sera rude?
I'm asking if he thinks we're in for a hard winter.
Academy Award winner George Clooney.
What's this thing you do, the whistle with the clicking sound?
That's my trademark.
Academy Award winner Meryl Streep.
You really are a quote-unquote fantastic fox.
I try.
Jason Schwartzman, Bill Murray, Willem Dafoe, Owen Wilson.
Woo! Whack Bass, real simple. There's 3 grabbers, 3 taggers, 5 twig runners, and a player at Whack Bass. Center tagger lights a pine cone, chucks it over the basket, and the whack batter tries to hit the cedar stick off the cross rock.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Twig runners dash back and forth until the pine cone burns out, then you count up however many score downs it adds up to and divide that by 9.
All right, everybody, you were just listening to the trailer for 2009's Fantastic Mr. Fox. And the story is as follows. After 12 years of bucolic bliss, Mr. Fox breaks a promise to his wife and raids the farms of their human neighbors, Bogus, Bunce, and Bean. Giving in to his animal instincts endangers not only his marriage, but also the lives of his family and their animal friends. When the farmers force Mr. Fox and company deep underground, he has to resort to his natural craftiness to rise above the opposition. The film is starring George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Jason Schwartzman, Bill Murray, Willem Dafoe, and Owen Wilson. It is directed and written by Wes Anderson and co-written by Noah Baumbach. Joining me for this historical podcast review, I have Dian Chiesese.
Hello.
And Josh Williams.
Hello, everybody.
So this is our first historical podcast review. Woo! On nextbestpicture.com. It is a review for a film that was voted on by the fans after we asked them which March 2018 release should our historical review be tied to. The fans picked Isle of Dogs, and then another list was then released afterwards. It was a combination of stop-motion movies, Wes Anderson movies, and dog-related movies, and Fantastic Mr. Fox was the film that ultimately won that poll, so here we are. This is a Patreon members exclusive podcast, although a preview of it will be released for all listeners to listen to as well. But if you want to get the full review, you will have to subscribe on our Patreon page. You can check that out under the support section under nextbestpicture.com.
Yeah, our listeners have cussing great taste.
Cuss yeah.
I loved revisiting this film, so I really am genuinely appreciative of the selection process of our listeners, because it was a joy for me. I mean, I'd seen it before, but there was something about this watch. A couple of things were different for me this time around. One of them was the fact that I didn't realize that Noah Baumbach was a co-writer on this. And I Meyerowitz Stories was one of my favorites of last year, made it in my top 15. And I also did a little bit of a catch up on his filmography last year because I hadn't seen Kicking and Screaming. And so I went back and watched that. And so I just had a lot of Noah Baumbach in my life. And then kind of going into this, knowing now that context of him as a co-writer was really cool. And then the other thing is we have Oscar winning score phenomenon, Alexander Desplat.
Oscar nominated, yeah.
As the score here, which again, like, so I just had all of this, you know, kind of different context going in, which made it really fun to watch. But overall, I mean, this movie is just delightful. I really don't know what else to say. There's something very sweet and endearing about the relationship with Mr. Fox and his wife and Meryl Streep. I mean, it's Meryl Streep. I mean, come on. And I think that the Jason Schwartzman is hilarious. And I don't know. I just had a ton of fun.
Josh?
So I had actually never seen this movie prior to the fans selecting it for the historical podcast. So
wow.
these cussing fans are going to whip me into shape as a film fan. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I remember all the buzz when it first came out. And I remember just hearing a lot of buzz as I've been more a part of film Twitter and people, other film fans in my life. So I haven't seen a ton of Wes Anderson, just the two big ones, Grand Budapest and Moonrise Kingdom. So I was surprised to see, just more astounded that the visual style of Wes Anderson with the really long dolly shots and the very emphasis on the track ins or track outs and just how precise he is in the visual approach that translated into the stop motion and how much effort and work that probably took. So I would love to revisit it again just to kind of pay attention to some of the more emotional style, but most of the viewing I was just astounded at how impressive it is. I mean, it's stop motion. That's fantastic. That's rarely done anymore. And there's a lot of insane shots of the camera moving drastically upward, downward, or left to right. But yeah, the voice acting is a ton of fun. I, like Deanne said, the relationship between Mr. Fox and Mrs. Fox is one that's funny and heartwarming at the same time. And then I really like Bill Murray as the Badger, and William mm-hmm. Dafoe is really great as the Rat.
Yeah.
And he guards the apple cider. So when they first break in for the apple cider and he's there, that's really great.
But, oh, my God.
Yeah, just overall.
His end is so great, too, when he meets his maker. So great. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then what's his name as the I can't remember the actor's name, but the guy who makes the apple cider, and it's Dumbledore.
Michael Gambon. Yeah.
Thank you, Dumbledore. Michael Gambon. Yeah. He's like fantastic as the bad guy.
I think this is a perfectly cast movie in terms of voice acting.
Yeah.
For what the script calls for with these characters. And, you know, George Clooney, I think, is perfect casting as Mr.
Yeah,
Fox.
He's on spot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This rat-a-tat-tat rhythmic dialogue pattern that he has, the charisma is there, the energy is there. And then it's contrasted against Meryl Streep, who's playing Felicity Fox, Mr. Fox's wife. And she kind of tackles the role with a more hushed but like intimidating quality, and yet also it can also straddle that balance of being warm and inviting as well, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that it was just an amazing back and forth between those two, seeing them on screen just interact with each other, which is funny too, because as I watched behind the scenes video of the making of Fantastic Mr. Fox, I suddenly realized that George Clooney and Meryl Streep were never in the acting studio together recording their lines.
Really?
Recorded entirely separately.
That's amazing, because the feeling is that they were totally with each other when they were doing it. I mean, yeah. Wow.
Hey, everyone. Sorry to interrupt, but this is our preview for our full review of Fantastic Mr. Fox. The full review can be listened to if you subscribe to our Patreon page, which is very easy to find. Just head over to Patreon, type in Next Best Picture, subscribe to us at minimum $1 a month, and you too can get the full episode of our review of 2009's Fantastic Mr. Fox, along with other reviews, which we will be posting as the weeks roll on. So be sure to subscribe to us on the Next Best Picture podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and also on CastBox for all of our regular reviews and episodes. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all next time.